You're listening to A Piece of Destiny podcast, a place where we talk about our passions and life experiences, from the unforgettable to the simple and everything in between. A platform to spotlight creatives, entrepreneurs, and extraordinary everyday people. I'm your host, Destiny Oliver. Enjoy the show. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of A Piece of Destiny. How are you doing on this Thursday? I hope you're doing well. I missed you guys so much last week, and I cannot wait to chat today in the entire month of June for three reasons. The first reason is because it's summer, and who doesn't love summer? The second reason is because it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month to all of my LGBTQ plus listeners and friends. You have a friend and ally in me. And number three, because of our focus for June. This June, we are going to focus on all things self-love and our worthiness and just loving who we are inside and out. So with each of my guests this month, that is what we will talk about in some way, form, or fashion, because it is a journey, and I think it is a continual journey that we all go on and are constantly on as we get older and develop and grow and change. So I'm excited. So that takes me into our conversation and introducing our guest today. Today we are talking to Khadijah Torbert. She is the founder and owner of Made Worthy Journal Notebooks, LLC. She is a fellow Trojan graduate. She double majored and got her bachelor's from Troy, but then she went to University of Alabama and got her master's. She is active in the community, working as a volunteer with Temporary Emergency Services, with Mind Changers Inc., and a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. In her spare time, Khadijah loves traveling, checking out new restaurants, journaling, and spending time with her family and friends. I am also very excited for you guys to listen in as me and Khadijah chat. Side note, I was really excited about recording with her, and so I forgot to turn my mic to the proper setting. So Khadijah sounds flawless, and then I sound like I'm in an echo chamber. So just bear with me and enjoy this episode. Hey Khadijah, how are you?
Doing good. How are you, Destiny?
I'm good. I'm so excited to chat with you. I'm like so excited because I remember seeing when you released your collection and I was like, oh my gosh, I love all things stationery. So yeah, I'm excited to chat today. How's your weekend? We've made it to
It's been a week, thankfully. I'm going to get some rest soon. So I'm just glad to just see family and friends in a few weeks. Well, this weekend, really. But so far, it's been a week.
It has. I saw somebody post on Facebook. They were like, this is the most, yesterday, it was like, this is the most Thursdays, Friday that I have ever, like, felt. And I'm like, yes. I feel like it's probably summer. Because that it just feels like the days and weeks are never ending. But I was like, good Lord, 5 o'clock, can I get here fast enough?
See, I felt like that on Tuesday. I was like, man, it's been a long week.
I don't know if it was this Tuesday or last Tuesday, but I like sent some snaps to my friends and I was like, it's only Tuesday.
It's summer. It's not the summer.
It is. And you don't want to be inside. I want to be out in the streets. You know, I'm vaccinated. So, you know.
The streets are calling.
They're calling. And I just want to be out there, not working and being a responsible adult.
Adulting is hard.
Right. I didn't want this life at all. But here we are, Jesus, and we're thankful. So yes. I'm going to stop rambling and we're going to jump into our conversation. So before we jump into my questions, I want you to tell my guests a little bit about you and what inspired you to start Made Worthy Journal.
Awesome. Okay. So like you said, I am the owner of Made Worthy Journal Notebooks, LLC. I like to add that part in there. But this all kind of came to me like in a vision back in 2016. And it didn't come to pass until 2020. So that's a big difference. And God, I feel like, just kept placing this on my heart in a dream, literally constantly over those 3 to 4 years. And it came to pass like kind of like after a breakup, and a close friend of mine was just like, hey, like maybe you should get out your feelings and write it on paper. And I was like, oh, I used to have a diary, you know, younger. And now I guess it's called journaling. It felt good to put things out on paper, and it definitely helped me like kind of heal from within, let out emotions, forgive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in 2020, just so much was happening, pandemic, racial injustice, People stuck in the house, you know, probably losing their sanity. So I was like, this is the perfect time. And I was like, you know what, God, yes. And then it just kind of spiraled and it came to pass, and it's just been doing so good. So I'm excited about it. They're my babies. Every time I talk about it, I get excited. So I am obsessed.
So you said you used to have a diary. So you've written like your whole life, or?
Yes. Like, anybody that knows me knows, like, even if it's like a birthday card, like, I have saved every birthday card. Like, I just love those things.
Wait, I have to show you this. So, like, so off topic, but where's my top? Okay, I took the top off. But, like, this is my, like, birthday card keepsake box.
I literally have, like, eight, like, two boxes. Like, I just love.
I need another one because I just keep stuffing it. And I just, you know, I just love cards too. I totally get it.
I just love those sentimental, like, handwritten stuff. I like to go back and look at it. But yeah, like, when I was younger, I used to just have a diary of what was going on and in my life. And kind of like middle school, it's that weird kind of stage or growing. People are going around you. You kind of get a little picked on a little bit. And you know, that happened to me. I'm not a person who won't say, oh my gosh, it didn't happen to me, because it did. You know, a little skinny chocolate girl growing up.
Anything is real.
And I had to get through that. I didn't want to, you know, tell my parents or tell my brother. So I just wrote it out on paper, and it kind of helped me get through it. And then I got active in sports and, you know, just very involved. And, you know, all the naysayers, they shut up. So, but yeah, I've had one since I was younger. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Cause I can, like, I went to your website. Was on your Facebook page, but either one. Similar to you, like, I was picked on, and my mom always told me to write and write. And so I have, like, these journals that I've picked up over the years, and it's an obsession. I can't not buy a new journal, no matter where I go, TJ Maxx, Barnes and Nobles. Like, I just need them. And just getting, for me, I know getting my thoughts out of my head, because I'll just keep thinking about them over and over, and then just circle around. And it's like, this doesn't help you at all. So getting it out on paper and expressing them, I think is very important. And so that leads kind of into my next question. With your journals and the different versions that you have, what was the thought process behind, okay, I want some that is just simply for people to write, and then some affirmations, and then some for sermons? Why do you think it's so important for people to express themselves outside of themselves, even? Because, you know, so, like you said, we keep it all in and we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to burden anybody else.
I think one is just important. Like you said, like, a lot of times we're not taught to deal with our feelings and emotions. We're just taught to, like, okay, just get through it. Get through it. Don't tell anybody, because you don't know what they're dealing with, and you don't want to just unpack and unload and on top of all their stuff that they're dealing with. So I feel like it's really important to just, like, evaluate kind of, like, what is going on in your mental, what is going on in your heart, and put it out, like, on paper. Like me, I'm just a person who loves to write it out and to see it, like, in 3D. Like, I have to see it. But, like, literally journaling is a free therapy. It's an outlet to just pour out. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that it's really beneficial to them until they actually start doing it. So, like, the thought process with, it's not in all currently, like, the sermon journal notebooks is for people who are, you know, Christians or like to go to church or another faith, and they just want to, like, document sermon notes and go back to it and be like, oh my gosh, this sermon hit. Let me go back to this verse. Let me write it down. So that one is kind of pre-prompted. The other ones are blank, because I wanted people just to, like, let out their emotions. I didn't want to kind of guide them in that way, because sometimes you just want to just, oh, you're just having a bad day. You just want to, like, throw it all out. You don't need somebody to say, like, hey, I'm feeling like this today. You just literally put it out. But the sayings on the journals, to me, they are like little affirmations. Like, one of them is just, you are beautiful. A lot of people, it's crazy, they're scared to say, Khadija, I am beautiful, or Destiny, I am beautiful. They don't, like, talk to themselves. And I'm like, let's get in the habit of saying that to yourself, you know?
And isn't it crazy how we, like, become so conditioned to, like, negative self-talk? But when it comes to, like, uplifting ourselves and speaking light into ourselves, it's so hard to do.
So hard. And it's like, people are like, well, I don't want to seem like I'm self-centered, or I don't want to. I'm like, Well, no, like you want to speak life into yourself. Like the reason why I called it May Worthy.
That was my next question. So yes.
The reason why I called it May Worthy, because at a point in my life, I needed to be reminded that, like, Khadija, like, just because this happened to you, or just because these people said this, you are made and created worthy. And that's why one of the journals is titled You Are Worthy, because people will look at that and be like, you know what, I am, like, I had a bad day, but okay, I'm still worthy. Or like the Galatians 6:9, do not grow weary in well doing, for at a proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And that's just a reminder, like, you know, people think, oh, like, I'm seeing all this around me and they seem to be winning and I'm doing everything right, but just hold tight, your harvest is coming, so don't give up. So it's just little affirmations to keep people going and motivated, especially like in 2020 when it released, it was just such a phenomenal time to do that, because people needed to be reminded of like their worth and who they are, and you know, these times won't last, so.
Right, yeah, I love that you said this, that simple reminder. Because like you said, a lot of times we'll get into the routine of like just life and forget who we are. But also, if you are a Christian or believe in some higher power, whose you are.
Yes.
Like, you just need that reminder sometimes, because you have to like check. I have to like check myself, have a come to Jesus meeting with Jesus, and be like, ma'am, did you forget? You know, backtrack that thought. Like, no, why are you believing that? It's not real. Know who you are. Remember that. And who your identity is rooted in. So, yes.
I love it. It's like some people, I call my journals like a little self-help. And like, even if it has nothing on it, it's like the vibrant colors of it. It just somehow spark something, like, you know, it's some for men too. It's like plain ones, like black.
Let them know.
Guys don't want to be flashy, so that's fine. But it's crazy that I've actually had males reach out to me and be like, I did not know I needed this. Like, this, like, look, they were like, don't tell anybody. I didn't know I needed this. And one of them stuck out in particular because his mom passed away, and he for months didn't know how to cope with it. And he was like, I purchased your journal and I've been able to literally write in it like whenever I think of her, and it's definitely helped. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, thank you for like sharing, because that's what it's about. Like, even if it touches one person, like, I was just like, this is why I was meant to create it, to help people just get in touch with themselves and their emotions. So again, like I said, I'm obsessed with my own journal, so.
Yes. On your website, you also said, write your story. Yep, that's it. A journal notebook can be a safe space to release your thoughts on paper, whether that's good, bad, or the ugly. It's a complete release. I love that, first of all. I love anything that has to do with releasing, because like I said, we hold a lot, and we never like actually deal with it and let it go. That leads into my next question. When it comes to your worth, and you specifically named your journal company Made Worthy, what do you think that moment is, or even for you specifically, where you were like, oh no, I am worthy? Like this, you kind of release that negative thought that you maybe picked up, because we don't think about that. Where do we get negative thoughts throughout life? Sometimes it's our peers, sometimes it's our parents, sometimes it's just society in general. We get called in a comparison trap. But what was that moment for you where like, okay, yeah, this is it. I know my worth and I know who I am. I know for me, I'll tell you mine after you tell me yours.
I think, like, I had a legit moment. This is when it was still 2016. I was literally in the kitchen I can tell you what I was about to cook. It was potatoes, green beans, and salmon. And I was just in the kitchen, had just moved to Mobile, and I had like literally a breakdown. I was in like cradle baby position on the floor, and I was like, God, like, I'm so tired of like feeling this way, like, I'm hurt, I'm broken, like, help me. Like, I feel like that was my like breaking or tipping point, to be like, Khadija, you have to let this go. If not, you won't become like all that God has called you to be, basically. Yeah. Like, and it's so cool. Like, it was like raining. It felt like it was out of a movie. It was like a dramatic, like, I was just on the floor, just in fetal position. And I was like, you gotta snap, you gotta release. You have to actively take the steps. You can't just be like, oh my God.
Say that. Yes, actively.
I had to actively take the steps and progress day by day to heal, to get better, to understand, like, you know, it wasn't just my fault, or it just wasn't, you know, that person's fault or the situation. Like, I had to literally write stuff
down. That's awesome. Right now, pass it.
Yes. Like, I was just like, you know what, Khadija, it's time. And it's like that release happened for me. Like, it wasn't just like boom, but it was gradually, day by day. So I don't want someone to hear me and be like, oh my gosh, she just had that moment and it was just, she was healed. She was good. Like, no, it still took me like a good few weeks, a few months to fully, but I was actively working to heal. So that was my like big release moment. And it was the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's why I made it that way, because I had to literally go through all those steps. Some days I was still like, oh gosh, but then I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the release, and it was the continual release. Mm-hmm. I had to actively daily choose to like, okay, Khadija, you gotta get on it. You gotta get over it. You gotta release. You gotta work through
these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's what it was for me.
I love that you said the good, bad, and ugly, because I think on the journey to, whether it's remembering your worth or finally realizing I am worthy, it's not some like skipping through the fields and unicorns and butterflies. It is ugly. It's not cute. It's not easy. And I know for me, similar to you, after a really bad breakup, I was driving my car to my parents' house, and I also feel like it was raining. And I had realized, like, you just been going through the motions. You are basically, like, just numb. And I don't want this anymore. Like, this is not how it's supposed to be. Let it go. Like, let it go. And I was watching a movie earlier this week. I don't remember what movie it was. or TV show. It may have been Criminal Minds, because I've been binging Criminal Minds again. Because I love it. I need to stop, because I'd be, like, side-eyeing everybody. Anywho, total sidetrack. Anywho, I was watching Criminal Minds, and at the end of one of the episodes with Garcia, she was hugging him, and she said a quote by somebody. I should have went back and looked at it, but she said, there's more strength in letting go than holding on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's good. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's trauma, like, it's so much more strength in being like, I'm no longer going to let this have control or affect me this way. I'm going to be intentional and do the work to completely release it and let it go, so I can be whatever it is God has called me to be. So I totally relate and connect to that, because the reminder of like, no, I am worthy of so much more than this mess that I've just been like sitting in, having a pity party.
And like one of the, what was the show? It's called Being Mary Jane, and Gabrielle Union starred in it. And it's something that she did that I now do, because I actually have like,
oh, sticky notes, me too.
So I literally have sticky notes just around my house, in the bathroom, on the mirror.
Yes.
And one of the sticky notes says, nothing missing, nothing lacking. And that's something a family member used to say years ago. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, like, she passed away in a car accident a few years back. But that statement that she said, nothing missing, nothing lacking, also reminded me of my worth. Like, whatever God has put in me, the way I am, the way I'm shaped, my height, my weight, like, God created me to look like this. So ain't nothing missing, nothing lacking. So it's just like, I say that every morning. I'm like, Khadija, nothing missing, nothing lacking. You know, I go out and I'll be like, yes, girl. Like nobody's telling me today, boom. You know?
So. I'm gonna pick that one up and put that on the CD. Yeah. Grab that one. Yes, I love that. My next question, what would you tell someone who's like, okay, I want to start writing, but I don't know how to start? Because sometimes I feel like, I know for me, I'm like, okay, I need to have it like all condensed and concise and know specifically what I want to say. And it's like, no, I'm just putting thoughts on paper.
I think honestly, because some people are type A versus type B, and they...
I'm both.
And they think they have to have like this strategy, and like literally sometimes I will just sit like at this desk that you see, and like nothing is coming out, and then I just doodle, and then I just do random words, and then I just create statements, and then the next thing I know, it's like I'm writing what is actually in my subconscious, mm-hmm. without even knowing. So I feel like honestly, just sit in like maybe a quiet place if you have one. Sometimes I will go out in nature and sit. Like, I love sitting in nature and journaling. It's just like looking at all of, you know, God's creations and be like, wow, like, this is amazing. my thoughts just flow differently. One of my friends was like, yeah, like when I'm in the shower, it just hits me. And then I like rush out and start writing. I'm like, whatever works for you. But it's like literally just begin. That's what I like to tell people. They're like, well, how do I start? What do I like say? Like, just begin, just sit. And it's awkward, you know, just to sit in a quiet place. But it's so beautiful, it's so peaceful. And to just start, to just begin, just literally sometimes it's literally just doodles, and then it's just sentences, and then it just continues to flow. So maybe if you just want to talk about how your day was, like, hey, like today this happened and this is what made me feel good, or maybe it's like gratitude, like I'm grateful for my life today, or I'm grateful that the man in front of me gave me a free Starbucks. Like, it can be literally
anything. Like
that. And then it goes into something completely different. Mm-hmm. And then two years from now, you're going to be like, wow, like, I remember this. Like, you go back to that moment. And I think that's why I like documenting things, because it's some stuff that I prayed about, manifested 2 years ago, and now it's just coming to pass. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wrote this down in 2018. Like, what? Like, so that's why I like to journal. Or I'm like, wow, Khadija, you were really going through some stuff.
You were making you like, I was, it was a moment.
Yeah, you were on 10 on this. Then you see your growth, you know, and then wow, I've grown so much. I don't even react the same in the situation. Yes. So just tell people to start. So,
yes, there was two things I had from that. The first one was, isn't it amazing? Or I think it has been amazing. A lot of times before COVID and quarantine, a lot of people, I did, because I like spending time by myself. I'm my own child. But I think it really forced people to spend time with themselves. And that can be so scary, like in silence by yourself. And I think that's the beauty of journaling too. Like, yes, you are with yourself and with your thoughts. But like we've been saying this whole conversation, the importance of journaling is those thoughts get to come out and you get to express and release them. So yeah, I think that's the beauty of quarantine. As a person who likes my own company in silence, it forced a lot of people to really get comfortable with themselves because we couldn't go anywhere else. Second thing, you talked about manifestation and praying. So this is not on my question list, but I want to dive into it. What are your thoughts on people who believe like Jesus prayer, that's it, like you can't be manifesting and that's witchcraft and nah? What are your thoughts?
So I have two things for that. Mm-hmm. I understand like some people who may think like that, but like the God I serve said, speak those things that be not as though they were.
Exactly.
In my headspace, that is not physically seeing something right now, my situation, what I want to be, but it's talking like it's already done, it's already come to pass. Mm-hmm. So with that, to me, that's what goals are in general. Like people set goals that they have not obtained yet in order to achieve them. So to me, that's honestly all what manifesting is. I feel like the past year we've kind of heard that a little bit, like a lot of people are like, where did this manifestation word come from?
Right.
Where
we've been doing it
from. Yeah, and that's really all it is. So I think for the people who may be like a little closed-minded, like, no, like I'm just gonna pray about it, definitely pray about it. Like I always manifest and attach a prayer to it, or I manifest it and then I go to a scripture that I think applies to it. And I attach it. So one thing I would say, like, especially if you are a Christian, like, make sure you understand the verse that you're attaching it. There's a lot of scripture that it's like, well, that situation is kind of different, or not exactly what that scripture means, but just taking this one portion, definitely make sure it's like, write the vision, make it plain. It's so many scriptures that I can think of that it's like manifestation and prayer go hand in hand to me. Mm-hmm. So do you want to put that to me? So if you're a little bit closed-minded about that, just expand your mental. It's healthy. It's definitely helped me. And I love going back 4 years ago and seeing kind of where I am now and seeing those things manifest. So that's nothing but God and me physically writing it out. And there's nothing wrong with wanting and believing how you think your life should go, as long as it aligns to God's will. So I always say, like, well, Lord, let your will be done. Like, hey, I want this for my life.
Right.
Your will be done. Because I don't want to be working not in alignment with his will. Yeah. And then I get to a place where, like, well, this is what I wanted, but God had so much more potential. And I'm actually serving under my full potential. So I never want it to be like that. So
I have that same viewpoint when it comes to meditation. Can I do yoga and stuff? And people are always like, ugh. leery of it. I'm like, I'm meditating on scripture. Mm-hmm. And I think it all manifestation and meditating, whatever it is that you're doing as a Christian, it's all your intention and motive behind it.
It is.
Like you said, if you know the God that you serve and why you're doing it and who you're doing it for, can nobody shake that? You're not shaking my table and foundation. I know what we got.
And it's like, in a way, and it sounds so bad that I'm just like, I cannot help that you think that if you did this, that it would take you out of the will of God. Like,
hey,
that on me.
Girl, yeah, uh-huh, that's real.
And I thought I'd say that nicely, but I'm like, yeah. don't do that.
Can't project that onto me. Like, not doing it. Oh, yes, that's good. That's so good. I got my last and final question is, what would you say to 13, 12-year-old Amnesia, uplift younger you?
It sounds cliche, but I would just honestly tell her it gets better.
Yeah, that's just true.
Sometimes people can see who you are before you know who you are, mm-hmm. and to not let their perception of you get in the way of like what you can become. So honestly, it's just like, it gets better. Like, don't compare. Don't minimize yourself. I kind of did that a lot because people mm-hmm. thought I was not too boastful, but people thought I was energetic and too joyous and too loud. Like, I stepped into a room, and not to, you know, say it in like a, I'm saying it in the most humble way. Like, people, I step into a room and like people like notice.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice, but other people noticed that people noticed, and then they turned it into a negative thing. So I kind of hit that a lot growing up, and I'm like, well, I just need to be shy and just, you know, be in a corner. It's like, no, like, be all that God has called you to be. Like, live out loud. Honestly, that's what I would tell her. It gets better and live out loud. Like, be.
That's good. I love that. That's my last question. So if you are ready, if you don't have anything else that you want to share with my listeners, we can jump to the rapid fire questions.
Yes.
They're not hard. First thing I want, I say it, and then I just want the first answer that pops on top of your head.
Okay.
Do that? Okay.
The first answer. Okay, got it.
First answer. Okay, first question, sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Okay. Second question, if you had a warning label, what would it say?
Oh gosh, warning label. Proceed with caution, but sweet and sassy. I don't know.
Okay, I like it. Number three, what makes you cry?
Oh my gosh, This Is Us.
Are you caught up?
Yes.
Oh my, this, okay, I'm not gonna give these spoilers away to my listeners. But
yeah, the ending, I was like, wait, what?
What? I was so confused. We'll talk about it after we stop recording. Yeah. I don't want to give any spoilers away. But oh my gosh.
Yes, I was like, This Is Us. Why?
Why? They always take us on an emotional roller coaster, and I just was not properly prepared. Even though I knew, listen, I'll say, y'all just have to be spoiled. I knew that Addison and Kevin were gonna be together.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
I was like, yeah, I thought he was gonna call it off, but
I did too. But I'm glad she did.
Yes,
I'm glad.
Look, for her own worth.
Yes, yes. See, connecting the dots, keeping with the theme. Yes, because we got to go on This Is Us tangent, and y'all just bear with this. But it really, because he was obsessed with the fantasy and mm-hmm. what they could be. But for her to realize, I am settling for less than what I deserve, and knowing my worth, like, I don't have to do this.
It's just like, it may seem good, it may seem like, oh, like everything is falling into place, but like, if you don't have this feeling, like, if that's something that you have a standard on, like, stand with it. That's what she did. I was happy for her.
You're not at peace with something, don't pour in it. Yes.
And she was like, I'm not gonna talk myself into it any longer. Like,
yeah, she was like, like, no. And she was like, Kevin, you don't want this, and you know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was good. Okay. Number four, what is something weird that you recommend everyone tries once?
Weird?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Oreos and peanut butter.
I don't like peanut butter. But do you dip it in peanut butter too? Or
dip
it. Huh. That's.
I got it off the movie Parent Trap, and it's been good ever since.
Okay. All right. Y'all try that out for me. I won't. I don't like peanut butter.
Oh, and also recreationally, zip lining is very fun.
I do like zip lining, yes.
And I'm scared of heights, and if I can do it, y'all can do
it. Oh, yeah. Okay. But number five, if you could pick a superpower, what would yours be?
Oh my gosh, teleportation.
Yes. I feel like
I'm in Maui, boom.
I feel like everybody this season has like chosen teleportation. You just travel and be wherever you want to be in a split second. Number six, one new thing you learned during quarantine, or we are still in a pandemic because Corona still exists. It can be tangible or intangible.
One thing I've learned about just in general, I think two things. One thing I learned is that a lot of people's jobs can be done remotely. And I think a lot of companies are now seeing that you can literally do your job anywhere and just how advanced technology is. So I'm very thankful for technology, you know, staying in contact with family members from Ohio, New Orleans, you know, right in Opelika where I'm from without being able to see them. And then two, just realizing like my quirks, like you said, a lot of people had to sit and discover themselves, just like my quirks, what may get on people's nerves that I didn't until this year. Things I like to do, like I just got into hiking because I mean you really couldn't go nowhere except outside for real.
Right.
I just found out more about myself and just how to, you know, move forward.
That's good. And I love being self-aware. Similar to how you said earlier, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we all have those parts of ourselves.
Yes.
And I just like, again, 2020 really forced us to be like, okay, I'm not all that bad of chips. Exactly. Every aspect of my life, I'm really not. But also, I am in some other areas.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's, I can relate. Number 7, last TV show you binged and loved.
Oh, The Happy Place.
Okay. Is that on Hulu?
It's on Hulu. And I don't want to give away, but it's basically about these four humans. They die and then they're sent to like the good place, or so they think.
It's
like a series of them actually trying to get to the good place. Actively actually get good. So It's good.
I'm checking out. But number 8, what legacy do you want to leave?
Honestly, just if I can do it, you can do it. Just a normal girl from Opelika who went after her dreams wholeheartedly and tried to help others. I always say, like, it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
So if I can impact, like, one young girl or one young man or even people older than me, like, it's all been worth it. So honestly, just to live out your dreams. I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. I'm actively working on just being more financial, like to have more financial freedom, more of me time.
Yeah.
Working on that balance. So honestly, my legacy would just be to, oh, that's tough. Oh my gosh, that is
that you
okay, cool.
Get it all right there. That was good. It doesn't have to be, I always tell this to my listeners and my guests, it doesn't have to be this grandiose thing. I feel like your legacy, and we're like, oh, it needs to be this empire and 7 kids, and so people remember me. And it's like your actions, your intentions, and how you treat people is what people will really remember you by.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Number 9, favorite quote.
Oh gosh. You are breathing, you are alive. That alone is worth even a forced smile. And I know that sounds bad, but it's like, it's so much to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm alive, if I'm not 6 feet under, I'm gonna smile.
Yeah.
So
that's good. Last one, blank is your destiny.
Dang, you said the first thing that popped in my head, I literally went blank. Oh gosh. Wholeness.
Wholeness. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Wholeness is my destiny. Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
I just, you know, you gotta be humble. Gotta be humble. This weight in this world. So.
A stride on the fence. That's good. Yes. I don't have anything else left to say because that's good. Do you have anything you want to leave my listeners with? Any last thoughts or words of encouragement?
There is one thing. The anniversary comes around June 1st, which is like next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Something new is gonna happen. A new journal will be released.
And cool. Okay. All right. Be on the lookout. I'll have it in the show notes of where you can find her journals and follow her Facebook page. So yes, look for that. Well, I thank you for letting me your voice and your story. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
I hope after listening to Khadijah and I's conversation, you are reminded that you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. My takeaway from today's episode is when Khadijah said, be all that God has called you to be and live out loud. Yes, live out loud and live your best life. If you want to know more about the Made Worthy Journal Notebook and Khadijah, you can find them on Facebook at Made Worthy Journal Notebooks. I will have all of her information in the show notes so you can get your notebook and you can start journaling. And if you want to join our community, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and share A Piece of Destiny with a friend or two. And as always, keep chasing.